It's KMFM Drive Time with the Saturdays, and welcome to Kent Heroes Award Week. I'm Rob Wills. Thanks for having us on tonight. We teamed up with Kent Reliance and asked you to nominate people, friends, family, just people you'd heard of that you thought deserved to win an award. Last night, Jack Miles from Ashford won Young Person of the Year.
So, what were you doing this summer?
Don't know, not a lot.
No? No, not really. That's about to change. Thanks to Kent Reliance, Jack. Here's a big cheque for £500, and you can spend it on whatever you want this summer.
Now, as well as picking up his trophy and his certificate, we also sorted him out with £500 thanks to Kent Reliance to spend on his summer holidays. So today, we're focusing on Teacher of the Year, which landed us in Folkestone. Now, we had a lot of nominations for this teacher, and one of the nominations came from this girl. This is what she had to say.
KMFM. Kent Reliance Kent Heroes. The surprise.
Hello and welcome, Abigail.
Hello.
How are you? Right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're not nervous?
A bit.
Because in about half an hour's time, we're going to be getting in your school.
Okay.
To give the next Kent Hero Award out. Now, before we say who's won it, why did you nominate this person?
I nominated this person because he's my teacher and he's really funny and very good.
So how long has he been your teacher for?
2 years.
Okay, and what would you say his best qualities are?
Telling jokes.
Telling jokes. You've got a funny teacher. What's your favourite lesson with him?
Maths.
Okay, why is that?
Because, well, he shows you what to do on the board and then just, like, sort of lets you do it with it, so he helps you with stuff.
Okay, he's got no idea we're coming?
Okay, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's just literally teaching now. You just nipped out of his class. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So don't tell him. We'll let you go back to class, and then we're going to get him in the hall in a minute.
Okay.
And then we're going to surprise him, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your nomination.
That's okay.
Lovely to meet you.
You too.
And thank you for doing it. We'll see you in a bit.
So that was Abigail from Moore Hall Academy in Folkestone, which is where our Teacher of the Year works. And you'll get to meet him next after we get back to the hits. Lunch Money Lewis and Bills on KMFM. It's Drive Time. I'm Rob Wills, and welcome to Kent Heroes with Kent Reliance. We teamed up with the guys to find 5 sets of Kent Heroes, which span across a number of categories. Yesterday, you heard Young Person of the Year. Today, you're going to hear Teacher of the Year. We've still got Carer of the Year, Unsung Person of the Year, and 999 Person of the Year. So that's all to come this week. Tonight, though, we stopped off at Folkestone, Moore Hall Academy, to meet one special guy. Now, the reason that this person, in the end, got chosen by our judges was because the nominations came from teachers, from mums and dads, but also from the kids. You just heard Abigail say what a great teacher this guy is, how he goes extra length to make sure that they learn. So we turned up at his assembly. He didn't know we were there, and this is what happened. He's a little bit shy, though.
KMFM. Kent Reliance Kent Heroes. The surprise.
And what brings us here today is Teacher of the Year. So the person that you've seen has been nominated by some of you here. Where's Abigail? Give us a wave, Abigail. Hey, hon, you're right. Abigail wrote to me at the radio station and told me all about one of your teachers and the fact that he can tell jokes, which is amazing, that he works very hard. He brought in his own Lego, I believe. And also the teacher we're speaking about, the other teachers around us have told us how he doesn't like the limelight. So please, can we welcome Mr. Scott to the stage? Up you come, Mr. Scott. Yeah, up you come, up you come, up you come. How are you? Embarrassed? Don't be. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Scott, Teacher of the Year, and you've won it.
Amazing.
But more importantly, I want you to meet a friend of mine from Kent Reliance. This is Rob. Rob, Mr. Scott. We've got some surprises for you, first of all. Please, Rob, over to you, if I can.
A rather dishy trophy for Teacher of the Year.
Thank you very much.
Also, your very own certificate. But also, are you going on holiday this year?
Hopefully, yes.
Good. There you go. We have a cheque. £500. There you go. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Rob. Joe, what's really nice about this is everybody I've spoken to absolutely loves and adores you. From the teachers to your peers around here, that although you shy away from the limelight, teachers like you are what makes schools great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a privilege to do the job and I just enjoy it, so thank you.
Please, big round of applause for Teacher of the Year, Mr. Scott!
KMFM. Kent Reliance Kent Heroes, the surprise.
So now all the kids have pretty much gone back to school. I'm here with Mr. Scott. I know that you'd like shying away from attention. So how do you feel right now, though?
Very proud of the team, indeed. They're a lovely bunch of class, and it's a pleasure teaching them. So
the thing that swung it was the fact that students went onto the website, went onto kmfm.co.uk and called in for you. It must be feel pretty special.
Definitely. It's a privilege being doing this job. So having the children actually respond to you is great. I'm very proud.
Well, listen, by the sounds of it, you're a great guy, an amazing teacher. Keep up that good work, and congratulations for being Kent Reliance Kent Hero 2015.